Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wanderida News Bulletin with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the afternoon that we look at the affairs of business, economics, and everything that affect our bread and butter. We are greeting you from our number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia. Greeting policymakers, economists, and everything that is interested in policy making, policy implementation, and indeed policy evaluation. We look at issues of governance and also issues of strengthening institutional reform, cooperation, and development at large. Looking at today's list of news or today's news bulletin, we are starting with concerned Kavango citizens. It is indicated that there is a planned mass demonstration, particularly looking at the intention of government to connecting a pipeline from Kavango River to the center regions. I will be speaking to an activist and also a spokesperson to Kavango People's Forum, especially looking at that concern regarding environment, regarding consultation, and how do we build cooperation between government and also citizens. The second headlines, we'll look at the list of Namdia potential clients, especially approved list of Namibia Desert Diamond Company, especially looking at 2026-2027 list of approved clients, especially when it comes to the selling and buying of natural diamonds. India, we also look at international trade balance for the month of May. What are our top five export commodities? What are our top five import commodities? Where are we standing in the aspect of international trade balance? We also look at areas of trade destination, and also what are some of the changes between the previous month and the month of May when it comes to the aspect of economic affairs. And lastly, we'll be able to look at World Cup updates, what is happening, especially looking at the round of 16, and also who are qualified, especially looking at going to the next round. What are some of the games that are being played today, and also what are future prediction. From there, we'll look at the Middle East, particularly looking at the procession of Ayatollah Khomeini, supreme leader who was killed on the 28th of February 2026. What are some of the major developments, especially looking at 7 days procession, and to look at where we are today, and also what are some of the international delegates. Then we'll also be able to look at our presidential visit, especially to China. What are some of the major developments, especially when you look at 200 delegates, that is including business people, senior government leaders, ministers, and diplomats, especially when it comes to strengthening China-Namibia economic diplomacy. What are some of the major development, especially looking at China? So let's look at a short commercial break. From a short commercial break, we'll look at our first news bulletin. Then we'll be in contact with our guest for today. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1400 hours.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of
its staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yeah, we are moving forward with today's On the Radar News Bulletin. As I indicated that today, we'll be speaking about Namibia government via Namota plans to build a 7 billion pipeline, particularly looking at the Kavango Link project to pump water from the Kavango River to the central regions, including Windhoek. And that initiative was brought by the government and also Namota. However, the citizens of Kavango, they are indicating that they are going to demonstrate. They are indicating that they are not consulted properly. They are looking at issues of environmental impact. However, looking at the organizers of that demonstration and also to get the view of the community, I'm joined by the spokesperson of Kavango People's Forum, that is Paulus Mahupe, especially to look at this issue. Why the protest? Why demonstration planned on the 17th of July? And also, what are some of the major changes, particularly looking at the relationship between government and also the people on the ground? Mr. Paulus, good afternoon. Welcome to On the Radar News Bulletin. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Yeah, let us start with it, especially when you are looking at that 7 billion Kavango Link project, that is utilization of Kavango River, particularly by the government. Why the demonstration? What triggered that demonstration? And also, where are you standing, particularly between government and also the community when it comes to that water? Did they say that you are not going to get water? Or why the demonstration? Can we start with that?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for the time. The demonstration we are organizing this march or demonstration because of the decision taken by the cabinet that they are going to pull water from Kavango River to Windhoek, which is the resident of Kavango. We are not happy with that idea they approve in the cabinet. For this reason, first reason, we look at the resources to protect our resources, which is the source of water. This water here in Kavango is the people, they are surviving in water because they used to get water from the river. That is NamWater. He failed to provide water to our resident here in Kavango. They used to go themselves and fetch water, which is not treated water. And on top of that, if you look at Rundu itself, it's a town. There are some locations like Ndama, Tuhingreni, and other locations, which I can mention now. There is no water. Even today, as I'm speaking now, there is no water there. The people, they are going to work without taking bath.
Mm.
And the students, they are going to school without taking shower.
Mm.
Then we are surprised now how government gets a lot of money to pull water or to pump water from Kavango River to Windhoek
Mm-hmm.
without first provide those people who are staying here to solve the problem, because this problem they have crying for a long time. People, they have an issue here for water, closing 2 weeks, 3 weeks without water in town. That is our main concern.
So the main concern, you are indicating that you are not prioritized first, especially when it comes to getting clean water. And you are saying the project cannot go forward until you guys have clean water. So the demonstration is not about not wanting the project or government to move forward. It's about prioritizing people of Kavango.
Yes.
Now, looking at that, were the prior consultation between the community and the government, or everybody is on his own, were the leaders consulted, were the traditional leaders consulted? What happened before that project? And also, have you get into an engagement with any of the senior leaders, particularly looking at that?
Yes. The consultation was taken place in Kavango.
Okay.
And the resident of Kavango, they rejected with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because they cannot allow water to go while themselves they are still suffering. That issue is not solving.
Mm-hmm.
Which is they say that, no, we reject that idea. If the government can carry on with NAM Water to provide water first to the Kavango region, to solve that issue, that is, it will be a proper way. But you cannot take the resources here, take to Windhoek, while those people who are close to that resources, they are still suffering and they are still crying. Then you are using a lot of money to pump water to Windhoek. That is not fair.
Yeah, now looking at that conversation, was the pipe not first coming to you? How is the perspective of people from NAM Water, people from government, especially the intended establishment of that pipe?
According to NAM Water, they have like two projects.
Yeah.
The other project, which they will take from Rundu up to Mururani there.
Okay.
It's the first pipeline, which will go from Rundu up to Nkurenkuru.
Yeah.
And it will go from Rundu up to 100 meter. 100 meter from Rundu to the east, it's almost at Ndiona there.
Okay.
Yeah. That is their first pipeline.
Okay.
And the second one, which they will pull now, that one they will not provide a community or resident. That one they just pumped from the Kavango River straight to Windhoek. That is the two projects they are having.
Now, looking at this context, especially the demonstration, apart from you being prioritized as the community of the two Kavango regions, apart from community being prioritized, what other things is that pipeline going to challenge? What are some of the challenges that will be brought about that project, especially looking at the community?
If you look at this project, it has many challenges. It has many challenges for the river itself. This time around, when you come to September there, you can see the water in the river, only it will be on the other side. In the other side, there is no water. Even the children, they can walk through the river to cross to go to Angola without using the canoe, which is the river itself already have less water. The concern now, if they put that big pipe now to pull that water, the river, it will cut off, it will dry. Then the animals in the river, it will get suffering. The fish from the river, it will get also suffering. And according to their engineer, they said they will go to pull water during the flood season. The flood season, it's where the fish used to lay their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
When they pull that water, automatically the eggs, everything they will pull with that big pipe to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which means a big effect in our river here. We are not going to get the fish anymore.
So you are indicating that that project will also damage the water ecosystem, the fish, and the crocodiles too. Why are you not speaking about the crocodiles?
Yeah. It will damage all those.
So now with your team, the concern is there. When and how are you going to the governor's office? Are you going to NAMWATA? Are you going to the Minister of Agriculture? Who is the main target of this demonstration? Which is showing that really people have a concern. People are not happy with what is being, you know, proposed. Who are you going to give your demand to?
Yeah, according to the structures in the region, we are going to hand over the petition to the governor's office.
Yeah.
And we are going to CC that petition to NAMWATA.
Yeah.
And the other ministry, like the Minister of Environment also, and those different ministry which is involving in this resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to give that petition. And we want the one we are going to hand over to governor's office. We want that one to go to the parliament or to the president, so that they can hear what the people, the concern of the people.
Mm-hmm. Now, because everybody want development for this project to move forward, we understand that citizens have to be involved. Now, what are the key things that you think need to be done for you, the community, and also the government to come to one table to say, yes, these are the concerns. You speak about water ecosystem. You speak about citizen not being prioritized. You also speak about destruction of, circle, particularly when it comes to the fish ecosystem. Looking at that to say, at what level are you going to meet each other to say, okay, people in central region, they want water too. But at what level are you going to meet each other to say the project should continue with conditions? Maybe you are met this way. What are some of your, I don't want to say your compromise, but what are some of the conditions that should be there? Especially to say, yes, the people ahead, however, national project to assist other with water, they also move forward.
Yeah, on that one, we cannot put the condition that if they can put this condition, then we can allow water to go. The residents, they refuse that the water, it will not go because of those reasons we give. And due to that, if you see people, they are dying of the crocodile here in Kavango River.
Yeah.
Every year we are crying to lose the life of the people to the crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, it cannot concern of the life of the people who are in Kavango to put the major protection of the crocodile and the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now he have a lot of money, 7 billion amount of money to take to pump the water here to Windhoek. Just to care the people who are in Windhoek. But the government, it cannot care for the life of the people who are dying here in Kavango River. So that they can even put the major protection of the how the people they can survive in this river of Kavango without dying to the crocodile. Even to reduce the number of the crocodile in the river so that the people, the crocodile will not finish the life of the people, but they are only concerning and worried about the people in Windhoek, which is the people in Windhoek, they already have water. And there is other sources of water they can pull to take to Windhoek, like Combat there at mine is always used to get flood.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't the government take the decision they must pull that water used to flood in the mine to take it to Windhoek?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any other thing that you want to indicate, especially looking at where you are going, or the message that you have, either is to the government, either is to the you know, regional government, or to those who are making plans, particularly developmental project. What message do you have to them if the CEO of Namuata is listening to you now, or the president herself is listening to you, or the minister of agriculture is listening to you? What message do you have, particularly from Kavango's People's Forum?
Yeah. The message I want to say to CEO or Namuata or whoever which is listening now, because first they took the right decision that we need to do the consultation before we pump the water, which is good. But when you get now the result from the people, they say that, no, we don't want that idea to proceed. And still, you were consisting that the water should be pumped from the river, while the people, they are saying no. Because the reason you are saying you are doing the consultation, you want to hear from the people that what are these people saying? They are agree or they disagree. They are happy or they are not happy. And the people say, no, we are not happy with the idea. The consultation say we don't want to pull this water. But the decision of the cabinet, which is, it looked like no more democracy. Because the people, they are saying no, and them, they are still carrying on with their decision to take water from the river.
I miss one question, particularly when you say the people have rejected. Did the traditional authority said something concerning that? Did the church say something concerning that? I know that you are with the civil society or the concerned group, but what about other voices, the traditional leaders, or maybe the church community, or when you say the people, what do you mean? Did you hear something from the leadership at that level?
Yes, that is a good question.
Yeah.
If you talk about the traditional, their last meeting, they sent their engineer and Namuata group. This last meeting was take place in Rundu.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a traditional leader there, our Hompa from Sambio. I hope she give the message to those consultation. Yeah, and I think all different leaders or five leaders in Kavango, they are given their concern of the Kavango River. They are also not supporting that idea.
Yes, Paulus Mahupe, the spokesperson of Kavango People's Forum. Thank you very much for joining us. And also thank you for engaging with us, particularly looking at that side of Kavango East and Kavango West, especially regarding development, regarding consultation. Good luck, and let's see how things are going to end, particularly the relationship between the community and the leadership at the national level, and also developmental planners. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we are moving forward with On the Radar News Bulletin. Sai indicated that is Paulus Mahupe, the spokesperson of Kavango People's Forum, is indicating that they reject the 7 billion pipeline Kavango Link project, especially that is aiming to bring water to central regions. And their concern is prioritization of Kavango people first. Their concern is destruction of water ecosystem. Their concern is also looking at the consultation that is necessary to say, is the development able to go in line with people's satisfaction, or the development is bringing unhappiness, and at what level are they going to meet with government? What level the project can move forward, the citizens can be protected, the ecosystem remain intact and everybody is going to be happy. So let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to look at Namdia, especially looking at Namdia announcement of new clients list for 2026-2027. We are going to look at the 32 companies that are involved, particularly in buying of natural diamonds. We look at how many Namibian companies are involved. And we also look at how many international companies are involved and who is at that sector. So for now, let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll come back shortly from Namdia. We'll be able to look at our international trade balance. Then we'll also look at top 5 commodities in the world. Then we can look at the international affairs. However, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401 so that you can air your view, give your opinion, and engage us, particularly looking at our news.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of its
staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yeah, we are moving forward with On The Radar News Bulletin. 31 minutes past the hour of 1 in the afternoon with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 1400 hours. Looking at the 7th of July 2026, it's indicated that Namibia Desert Diamond Pty Ltd, that is Namdia, has announced new clients list for the 2026-2027 to 2028-2029. The selection process attracted, it is stated that the selection process attracted 75 applications from companies across the world, underscoring the continued international confidence when it comes to natural diamonds. It also stated that companies looking at the clients of 75 applicants, you have Namibian companies, Belgium, United Arab Emirates, India, Hong Kong, Israel, Singapore, and the United States of America, Zimbabwe, and Armenia. Now, let us look at the selected companies and their countries, especially looking at the buyers of natural diamonds. The 32 selected companies, the top 10, the first one is AC Diam BV, that is from Belgium. The second one is Avalon Diamonds Namibia, that is a Namibian company. Then you also have Chetan Gems, that is India. We have Choron DMCC, that is United Arab Emirates, DA Trading DMCC, that is United Arab Emirates, Dali Diamonds NV, that is Belgium, Dev Joel BV, that is Belgium, Damani Jewel, or Damani Jewels DMCC, that is United Arab Emirates. Then you also have DDPVT LTD, that is India. Then the 10th, you have Dear Jewelry NV, that is India. Looking at the top 10 of companies when it comes to the clients of Namibia Natural Diamonds, then you'll be able to understand that you have a Namibian company, just one Namibian company. Then you also have others. What is interesting is the diversification of trade and also strengthening of the trade of natural diamond. Remember that 2025, when Namibia was removed, especially from upper middle income country, diamond played a huge role, especially looking at the competition between natural diamonds and also the competition from lab-made diamonds. So let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to look at international trade statistics, especially from the month of May. Then you look at the foreign exchange for today, the currency exchange for today. Where are we standing? Where is Namibian dollar standing? Where is Namibian dollar standing? Particularly those who are doing business, those who are traveling, and also those who are doing international transactions. So let's look at a short commercial break and come back shortly.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of
its staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Thirty-six minutes past the hour of 1300 hours. You are listening to On the Radar News Bulletin with me, David Shombe. We are looking at international trade statistics for the month of May. Where are we standing? How are we selling? And how much are we spending, especially when it comes to importing? What is our top five export commodities? What are our top five import commodities? Where are we spending the money? Are we diversifying the economy? Or are we still where we have been? Looking at the summary of international trade statistics of the month of May 2026, it is stated that the country's export value is standing at 12.4 billion, which reflect 25.9 increase when compared to the previous month. Now, looking at imports, it is indicated that for the month of May, Namibia spent 15.5 billion on imports, a 9.3% increase when compared to import value of the month of April. Now, let us look at our top five export commodities. When we spend this amount of money, what are we selling? Who are we selling to? Looking at the top five export commodities, number one, we have uranium. It is stated that for the month of May, Namibia, uranium is topping the list of top five export commodities, where you have uranium accounting for 22.3% of the total export, and the main destination is mainly absorbed by China. And the second part, we have fish, that is accounting for 11.4% when it's come to the month of May. And when you look at fish, that is exported mainly to Spain, Zambia, and Democratic Republic of Congo. And number three, your precious stone, that is diamond, that is mainly to Botswana, the United States of America, and Hong Kong. At number four of our top five export commodities, you have non-monetary gold. The non-monetary gold contains 10.8% in terms of total export commodities. And the last part, you have nickel ore, that is standing at 7.7% of export, the total export. Now, let us look at what are we importing, where are we standing in terms of top five imports when it comes to the country. But before we go there, let's look at the short commercial break and come back shortly, especially where we are going to look at the month of May. How much have we spent, and what are our products that we are selling? What are the products that we are buying? And also ask ourselves a question to say, is our international trade statistics reflecting the intention of the country of economic diversification and the intention of the country of selling the final products? So let's come back shortly and look at international trade statistics.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Eagle
staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
We are continuing with On The Radar News Bulletin. We are looking at international trade statistics, especially for the month of May. Looking at the top five import products for the month of May, it stated that number one, we have petroleum oils. That is 21.3% of the total import. Then you have nickel ore concentrates. That is at 7.7%. Then you have vehicles. That is motor vehicles for commercial purposes at 3.7%. And you have sulfur and also motor vehicles for transport of persons. Now, let's move forward, especially looking at our news bulletin. We'll be able to look at what is happening, especially looking at the continent of Africa. There is a lot of things happening in the continent of Africa. However, let us look at change of structures, change of government, and also diplomatic tensions between countries, especially where South Africa anti-immigrant protest bear fruits, especially when you look at the cancellation of the visit of or the state visit of President Cyril Ramaphosa to Ghana, which was cancelled due to the aspect of anti-immigration protest that have happened, especially looking at that. But before you look at that, we also need to look at what is happening in Senegal. It is stated that the president of Senegal, that is Diomaye Faye, is preparing to launch his own political party that is signaling a decisive decision with former Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko as the country leadership lift widen ahead of key local elections and constitutional reforms. It is stated that President Diomaye indicated that he is launching his own political party. And that is what is happening. But let us look at this news and come back shortly.
Do you need toiletries and household cleaners? You won't get it cheaper than a You Save up to the 7th of June. Get 250 mm jars of Vaseline for only $25. Smell fresh with Playboy roll-on deodorant for just $18.99. Get 2 kg of Surf's hand washing powder for just $49.99. Get 750 mL Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99. You Save. Where else?
Let's look at this news, especially looking at the launch of a new political party from the president of Senegal. He is the only president that is standing on the chance of his former mentor, where you have ongoing issues related to parliament and also the presidency. It is indicated that when it comes to constitutional reform, parliament, which is launched, which is run or is led by the speaker, who was a former prime minister, who was fired due to political tension, is in the process of reforming the presidential power when it comes to Senegal. But let us look at this news and come back shortly.
Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye is preparing to launch his own political party, deepening his split with former Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko, according to a coalition supporting the president. The announcement came last Friday with senior advisor Aminata Touré tasked with leading a team to establish the new party. The move follows months of growing tension between the two leaders after Faye dismissed Sonko as Prime Minister in May. Now Speaker of the National Assembly, Sonko is backing constitutional reforms that would bar a sitting president from leading a political party. Although lawmakers approved the proposals last week, Faye has opted to put them to a referendum. The political rift comes as Senegal grapples with a debt crisis and ahead of crucial local elections scheduled for 2027, which are expected to test the popularity of both leaders.
What is what's happening in Senegal? Let us look at the case of Ghana and South Africa. It is stated that the Foreign Affairs Ministry of Ghana has rejected the planned state visit of the President of South Africa to Ghana due to ongoing tension, ongoing diplomatic tension. It is stated that the Ghanaian government has declined planned state visit by South African Cyril Ramaphosa, citing concern over the killing of Ghanaian nationals reported by xenophobic attacks. And looking at that, let's look at this news and come back shortly, especially looking at what is happening.
Na South Africa for Omudio Monsa.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a...
Yeah, we are moving forward with On The Radar News Bulletin with me, David Shombe. Looking at the diplomatic tension between Ghana and South Africa, they stated that the state visit that was supposed to be in August, where Cyril Ramaphosa was supposed to travel to Ghana for high-level diplomatic engagement and also looking at the strengthening of bilateral relations and economic diplomacy between South Africa and Ghana. It was stated that it was cancelled due to the death of Ghanaian nationals, especially looking at anti-immigrants. Protest stated that Ghana has also formally protested South African authority over the death of Mr. Isaac and broader concern regarding the safety of Ghanaian nationals in South Africa. So for now, President Cyril Ramaphosa is not going to travel in August to Ghana due to ongoing concern. Until matters are solved, diplomatic tensions are standing, especially looking at that concern. It's not for the first time when it comes to South African foreign policy. And also African countries. Last year, it was Rwanda and United States of America. Today is Ghana. Let's see how they are going to handle this. So, it's 51 minutes past the hour of 1. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. So, the other aspect that we need to look at, let us look at United Nations Secretary General. United Nations outgoing Secretary General, that is Antonio Guterres, who was speaking at the AI governance event and was indicating that AI must be regulated, artificial intelligence must be regulated, particularly when it comes to issues of environmental sustainability and issues of artificial intelligence going out of control. He indicated that governments are failing to catch up with a high level of development when it comes to artificial intelligence, and also spoke about the concern that artificial intelligence has been used, particularly when it comes to highly advanced technical warfare, that giving right to machines to take lives, and indicated that the matter of life and death should not be given to machines. But for now, let us look at Antonio Guterres the Secretary General of United Nations, especially looking at remarks regarding the governance of AI and development of robotics. Stay tuned. We are here in the next 7 minutes. Then we can be able to give a chance at Ondangwa to Peniambeko join us with Omundana Dingi. For now, let's listen to Antonio Guterres, SG of UN.
Transform the world of work, sway elections, and tilt the balance of security is being deployed faster than anyone, including the people building it, can keep up. An experiment is being run on our own societies without a plan and without consent. And that is not sustainable and it is not acceptable. AI is already transforming our world. The question is whether we will shape this transformation together or let it shape us. And today that question has an answer right here at this global dialogue on AI governance. For the first time, every country has a seat on the table. And we have a shared base of evidence. This morning, the co-chairs of the Independent International Scientific Panel on Artificial Intelligence will present their first report. 40 leading experts from every region and across disciplines, serving in their personal capacity, independent of any government, any company, any institution. The science carries 3 warnings. The first is about speed. The internet took 15 years to reach 1 billion people. AI got there in 2. And these systems are no longer tools awaiting instruction. They are writing code, acting online, and making choices with less and less human oversight. Our institutions were built to govern machines that follow commands. They are not ready for machines that decide. And some lines, once crossed, cannot be uncrossed. The second warning is about power. The computing power, the data and the talent behind the most advanced systems are concentrated in a handful of companies and in a handful of countries. Most nations, including many developing countries, have had no say in decisions that will shape their futures. The longer we wait, the harder that concentration sets. When power imbalances are hardwired into technology, inequality becomes part of the quote. The third warning is about truth. A machine-enabled lie can now persuade as effectively as the truth, and authentic evidence can be dismissed as fake. Further eroding the integrity of our information ecosystem and undermining trust, a society that cannot agree on what is real cannot defend itself. In other ways, more and more people are tempted to trust the machine and hope for the best. There is a name for that, vibe coding. Let the AI do it. Don't look too closely. Seems to work. Good enough. And vibe coding can do wonders, but we cannot vibe code the truth. We cannot vibe code the future of humanity. So, dear friends, the warnings are real, but so is the potential. Because the same technology built with purpose is already changing lives for good. A mother in a rural clinic has her scan ready in minutes and her cancer caught.
Yeah, that was the word of Antonio Guterres, that is the Secretary General of United Nations, and was looking at the utilization and also the use of artificial intelligence, how controllable artificial intelligence can be, and how uncontrollable artificial intelligence can be, and what government need to do, especially looking at the regulations and also expanding the regulations regarding safety, environmental awareness, and also protection of human dignity, particularly when it comes to artificial intelligence. It's an ongoing artificial intelligence governance, particularly at the global platform, where experts and also leaders of industries are standing and give their engagement. There is also a report from United Nations investigation team to look at where artificial intelligence is standing and also what needs to be done moving forward. Looking at the other aspect, stated that RMB Namibia named World Best Subcustodian Bank for 2026. It stated that RMB Namibia was announced. It has been awarded the title of World Best Subcustodian Banks for 2026 by Global Finance. Now, what is a subcustodian bank? What does it mean? A subcustodian bank is stated to be a local financial institution, a global custodian that hire to hold asset in a specific foreign countries and also promote local financial development. That is RMB Namibia, looking at that aspect. So let us look at NHP, then we'll be back and to give the mic to Penny Ambeko Jonas at the Ondangwa. So stay tuned.